today, Congress voted to borrow nearly $800 billion for an economic recovery program. But instead of the president's original objective of something that was timely, targeted, and temporary, I fear we've ended up with a huge grab bag, some of which is good. There's nearly $80 billion, but that's only 10%, of investment in our crumbling infrastructure, our roads, bridges, highways, transit systems, rail, water, sewer. Those are meritorious investments. Borrowing money for that will provide benefits for Americans for generations to come. There's some additional funding for our public schools to help them pay for the cost of federal mandates and avoid laying off teachers or shortening the school year. Those are good investments. That's an investment in the future. But there's hundreds of billions of dollars of tax cuts in this bill, borrowing money to send money back to people and businesses. Now, a lot of people in my district can use an extra $8 a week. That's what this figures out to for the average Oregonian, $8 a week in tax cuts. But I don't think that they believe, and I don't believe, that that's what we need to turn the country around, to get us on the path to economic recovery, to rebuild those bridges, to educate our kids. $8 per person or tax cuts to businesses is not going to build a single bridge. It's not going to fill a pothole. It's not going to educate a child in a public school. I believe we could have had a much more thoughtful package. And if we wanted to provide tax relief to middle-income Americans, we could have done it by closing loopholes for millionaires and billionaires and the crooks on Wall Street and paying for it, not borrowing that money against the future. Our kids and grandkids are going to be paying back this money for the next 30 years that's being borrowed today. It must be spent more wisely than I have seen mandated by this package. So I'm voting against the package. But I will continue to work to get more investment in those things that are necessary and will benefit the recovery of the economy.